Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Don Larson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marty Keogh. Batting 7th. The catcher, Harry Bright. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Chaney. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Chaney. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney fires to first and picks off Aparicio. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Landis moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. Landis moves to third. Sievers moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Sievers moves to third. Smith moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Smith scores. Fox moves to third. It's 4-0. White Sox. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a line drive into center field. Tasby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tasby. Robinson scores. Landis moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Bright and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. Minoso scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Larson moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Keough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Bolden now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Keough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keough scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keough scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Larson moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Gabler pinch runs for Harry Bright. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabler moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Carl Bolden. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gabler moves to third. Cottier moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Connell hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Minoso chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Aparicio. Gabler scores. Cottier scores. Veal goes all the way around to score. O'Connell moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Heiser now pitching. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Gene Green now catching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keough scoops it up and throws to first, with Heiser covering, for the out. Sievers moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cottier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tasby strikes out. 1 out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cotter takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Cotter moves to second. Warren Hacker now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields it and throws to second for the out. Cotter moves to third. 1 out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cotter scores. Veal moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Pete Burnside now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Hacker moves to third. It's 11-5, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keough scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cotter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough scores. Cotter moves to third. It's 11-6, White Sox. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Veal reaches second base with a double. Cotter scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 11-7, White Sox. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Mike Garcia now pitching. Marty Keough now playing right field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Minoso moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox is called out on strikes. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. Carey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-7, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-4 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.